Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 14th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Shur Shehoya Rodef Achar Sher Acher. Reuven's ox chasing Shimon's ox. Uhuzak and Shimon's ox suffered an injury. Zeomer, Shimon says to Reuven, Shur Chizik, your ox caused the damage, you need to pay me. Reuven says, Loiki, no, Ella Beselaloka, your ox tripped over a rock. And that's how it got injured. Hamotzi Mechavela Baraya. The rule is, the one who wants to exact or extract money from his friend has to prove. He has to prove that the other party was guilty. Shimon would have to bring a proof that the ox of Reuven caused the damage and was the one who injured Reuven. Not just caused, but caused the injury to Reuven. As long as he doesn't cause the injury to Shimon. As long as he doesn't have proof or witnesses, Reuven will not be obliged to pay anything. Some Farshim learn that our Mishnah wants to tell us that even though there are grounds and a stronger chance that the injury was a direct hit by Reuven's ox, no, because they saw everyone, there was no question about that. They all saw that the one ox was chasing the other. Nevertheless, we do not assume that happened. And even if Shimon is what we call Tainan's Bori, even if Shimon claims, I'm sure that's happened, that my ox was damaged by your ox, even if he's sure, and Reuven says, look, I don't know, maybe not so. He's what we call a Shema. So we have a case of Bori v'Shema. And indeed, the expression that the Mishnah uses, loy ki, when Reuven's response is not so, it's rather the Selalok, it sounds a bit like a Shema. Nevertheless, we still apply the principle Hamotzi Mechaver Alavaraya. Shimon, who wants to extract money out of Reuven, has to prove that Reuven's ox made a direct hit. What's interesting is that the Namukhi Yosef also brings down another thing, another chiddush that our Mishnah tells us. Even if Reuven would have agreed that the ox of Shimon was damaged by a rock, only because in a panic running away from Reuven's ox, that's what happened, which means that ultimately the groma, the cause, the catalyst for the damage was Reuven's ox chasing him. Now, even if Reuven admitted that, he would still be potter. Why? Because of the famous rule, groma ben zikin potter, indirect cause or a cause of something damage. If one is potter, it has to be a direct hit, a direct cause of the damage, a direct damage, not a cause of the damage. And therefore, even in that circumstance, Reuven would be exempt. Until Shimon can prove that Reuven's ox actually hit the ox. Ho yishnaim red v'machar echad. Two oxen, two different people, chasing after one ox. Reuven and Levi each had an ox that were chasing after Shimon's. And there's witnesses to say that one of these two oxen, the chasers, caused damage. They're the ones that directly hit Shimon's ox. The only problem is, no one knows whose ox did it. Ze'omer, Reuven says to Levi, Shor Chizik, your ox did the damage. Ze'omer and the other one says, Levi says back, Shor Chizik, no, it was yours. Shneim Beturim. Both of them are exempt because each one can push away Shimon's claim to the other party, saying, bring a proof that was my ox. That's, of course, if they've got different owners. Im hoyushneim shalish echad, says the Mishnah further, if the two oxen chasing after Shimon's ox belong to one man, all belong to Reuven, for example, shneim chayovim, then they're both guilty. They both have to pay. Now, what does that mean exactly? The Gemara explains. For example, the two animals of Reuven that caused the damage were both a tam. Now, tam only pays half damages from the body of the animal. That means the nizik, the one who was harmed, who was damaged, cannot claim any more than the value of the ox that caused the damage. Now, here, there were two oxen that caused, one of them involved, and they both belonged to one man, and one of them caused the damage. So, what the Mishnah is telling us is, really, that even though they're both chayev, in other words, they both belong to one man, Shimon can only collect damages to the value of the less expensive ox. Because he has to prove that it was the more expensive ox that did it before he can claim from that ox. Furthermore, what would happen if one of the oxen, of Reuven's oxen, one of them had got lost and or it's not available, it's not here anymore, Reuven would be totally exempt of damages because he could tell Shimon, you found my lost ox and you can claim it then. Maybe the ox that caused the damage is the one that's lost. And a tam the owner of a tam only pays from the goof of the animal that caused the damage. And until Shimon can bring a proof that it was the other ox, the surviving ox that's still here in front of us that caused the damage, he can't get anything. Hoya echad gadol. What happens if one of the two oxen of Reuven chasing after the Shimon's ox was a big one? And in its body, in its goof, there would be certainly enough money to claim to half of the damages. And one of them was a small one, and no way it could cover the half the damages, even if you took the old ox, that whole damaging ox. The Nizik, of course, says, oh, yes, it was your bigger animal that caused the damage. I'm getting paid my chatzinezek, my half damages. The Hamazik Omer, loiki ala hakot Nizik. The Mazik says, Reuven says, no. I think it might have been the smaller one. You take it or its value, and the rest of it, forget about it. Or another case, echad tam vechad mu'ud. One of the two oxen of Reuven that chased after Shimon's ox. One of them was a tam, from which you can only get half damages mikufoy, and the other one was a mu'ud, from which he can claim full damages. Hanizik omer, the nizik Shimon comes along and says, Hamud nizik, your animal that was the mu'ud caused the damage, and you have to pay full damages, and it has to be paid out of your pocket, and it doesn't have to be paid up from the gufoy, because that's the law of a mu'ud, owner of a mu'ud. Meantime, Vamazik omer, Reuven is answering back and says, Loiki, elo hatamizik, it was my tam animal that did the hezik, and I'm only chayv to pay half damages, and only to the value of that ox, of the tam. Once again, Hamotzi Mechavera Olav Haraya. Shimon would have to bring a proof. He's the one who wants to get the bigger payment, and he cannot extract from Reuven. And here, what's interesting is, he cannot extract from Reuven anything. He cannot even get the value of the cotton of the smaller animal, or in the case of the tam, the word, he can't even get the value of the tam, which Reuven was agreeable to him, which Reuven admitted. He doesn't even get that. Why not? And here we have a famous rule, which means, if someone asks his friend and claims, give me the wheat that you owe me, and the fellow says, no, I don't owe you wheat, but I owe you barley, the halacha is he doesn't even have to pay the barley or the value of the barley. Why? Because what he claimed is not what the other man admitted. And by claiming from your friend wheat, it's like you're saying, I admit that you don't owe me barley, you only owe me meat. Well, if you have one party that says you don't even owe me the barley, then the guy who says I owe you the barley doesn't even have to pay the barley. And here too, Shimon is asking for the bigger ox. That's what he says. That caused the damage. I want to get that bigger ox or the value of it. Or, in the case of a mu'ud, I'm taking the mu'ud. I agree it wasn't the tam. I agree it wasn't the small one. So then even if Reuven is agreeing that it was the smaller one, or Chatzin Ezek of the Gufa of the Tam, Shimon couldn't even get that as well. However, what the Rambam paskins and says in our Mishnah, interesting thing, the Rambam says that if the Nizek, if Shimon, would have taken the shear, what the Mazik was agreeable to him, we wouldn't take it away from him. Ein Mutzin Miyada. If he tofas, if he grabbed it, wouldn't Mutzin Miyada. Now the Gemara says that if the Nizek said maybe, the Nizik wasn't definitely, Shimon didn't say, look, I'm not sure if it was your tam or your mu'ud to do it. I'm not sure if it was the bigger ox or the small ox that did it. And the mazik on the other hand says, it was definitely the tam that did it, or it was definitely the small lamb that did it. In that case, Reuven, the mazik, would have to pay what he agrees to. Why? Because by saying Shema, by the Nizik, by Shimon saying maybe, he's not denying that it was the small animal. He's not denying that it was the tam. He's just saying, I don't know. It might have been your bigger animal. It might have been the small. It might have been the tam. It might have been the mu'ud. And in that case, because he's not denying the claim of what Reuven is saying, he's just saying, I don't know. When Reuven admits that it was the tam that did it, Well, you admit guilt, you have to pay at least what you admit. Hoyuhan is oikin shnaim. What happens if the damaged oxen were two? Now there's two belonging to Shimon. Echad gadol v'echad katan. One's a bigger one, one's a small one. V'hamazikim shnaim. And here Reuben's oxen were also two, the ones that caused damage. Echad gadol v'echad katan. One's a big, one's a small one. V'hanizik omer. The nizik says, agadol, your bigger animal, hizik is agadol. Damaged my gadol, damaged my bigger animal. V'hakatan is a katan. And your smaller animal damaged the smaller animal. And therefore, I'm going to get half the damages, chatzi nezek, which is what you get for a time, and I'm going to cover my costs, my damages, because there's money in that big, there's value in that bigger ox of the time to cover the bigger ox's damage. V'hamazikah, in the meantime, Reuven says, no, loki, no, that's not the case. Ela hakotten is hagodl, v'hagodl is hakotten. My small animal damaged your bigger animal, and therefore all you can get for that $1,000 of damage is only the value of my cotton, which might be only worth $100. Because he only pays me gufay. V'hagodlus a cotton. And the bigger one caused damage to the smaller one, so you're only going to get chatzi nezek from the value of the bigger one. Or, echad tam v'echad mu'ud. The two oxen of Reuven, one is a tam, one is a mu'ud, and they damaged two oxen of Shimon, one of which was a big one and a small one. Once again, hanizik omer, the nizik says, hamu'ud, hizik is a godl. It was the damaged party. Shimon says, your mu'ud, your animal that has to pay full damages, me'aliyah, not just from the goof, hizik is agadol, that caused the damage to my big animal. That was $1,000 damage, thank you. And I'm getting it from your animal that's a mu'ud, full damages, not half. Batam is a cotton. And the tam, the animal that's not been worn three times, etc., that he only pay chatzin hazak, that caused the damage to the smaller one. And therefore, I'm claiming that from the goof of the tam. V'amazik omer, meantime, Reuven comes along and says, Loiki, no. El ha-tam is agadol. My tam, the animal that pays on ichatzenezek, God, it will cause the damage to the gadol, a big animal. And all you're getting from that $1,000 damage, all you're going to get is whatever the tam is going to reach to, whatever its value is. V'hamud is a cotton. And the mud caused damage to the cotton, so you can get that from the mud. I'll pay you that, full damages, which is obviously going to be a lot less than if it hit the gadol. Once again, it's the one who wants to bring a proof, the one who wants to claim the bigger amount, that's the Shimon, he has to bring a proof that that's what happened. Until he does so, he's potted from paying, and the mazik is even exempt from paying what he admitted. Why? Because so long as the mazik says, I'm definite it was the bigger one, then he's admitting it wasn't the small one. And if he says, I'm sure that it was the mu'ud that caused the damage to my big animal, then that's really admitting that it wasn't the small, that wasn't the tam that and therefore did it. And therefore, in such a case, we say that the mazik does not even have to pay what he was moida, what he admitted, unless the nizik chapped it. But if he chapped it, then the nizik can keep what the mazik was agreeable to. Until then, no, you can't. Perek Revi Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah deals with an ox that's a tam that gored several animals whilst it was a tam. How does it work when it gored several animals in a row? How does the chatzi nezek get paid? Now, there is a basic machlokes between two tanaim, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. How do we regard the payment of the chatzi nezek from the tam? According to Rabbi Shmuel, as soon as damage occurs, the nizik, in our case Shimon, that we called him Shimon, the nizik becomes a creditor of the mazik. He becomes a creditor. The mazik owes him money. And we don't say, and the only reason we say the tam pays megufa from the body of it is to tell you that the shor hamazik, that the ox that caused the damage, becomes like a security for that debt. And if it was worth less than the damages, then Beis Din would not oblige the owners to pay anything more than the value of the shor. And they can pay it. They can pay the debt with money. It's a debt. That's how we regard it. The damager, mazik, owes the nizik. According to Rabbi Kiva, no, Rabbi Akiva says as soon as that accident occurred, or as soon as the damage occurred, the Nizik becomes a partner with the Mazik in that animal, the animal that caused the damage. They become a partner for half the damage. And if the animal's only worth Hatzi Nezek, just half the damages or less than that, then the Nizik would simply take the whole ox. So the Nizik actually becomes a partner in that ox, and that makes a big difference, as we'll see in our coming Mishnah, as to what happens when there are multiple episodes of damage. Shor shenogach habo v'chamisha, says the Mishnah, an ox tam that hasn't been warned three times, pays chatzin hazek, and it gored four or five shvarim zeh, four or five oxen in a row, and it still was a tam throughout this whole, all these episodes, which means it'll only pay, the owner will only pay megufoy from the body of the animal, up to the value of the body of the animal. And how could it happen if it gored four or five times? For example, the owners weren't warned in front of Beis Din, because the show will only become a mu'ud not just by three times goring, but also the owner had to be warned in a Beis Din. So, what happens now? Gored several animals in a row. Yeshalim la'achren shabahem. He pays chatzin ezek to the last of the damaged people, the last of the owners of the damaged ox. V'myesh b'moyser, if there's any extra left over in the value of the ox that caused the damage to cover the damages, yasa shulfanav, it goes back to the one previously injured, the owner of the previously injured ox. V'myesh b'moyser, if there's still enough to cover the previous fellow, yasa shulfanav, it goes back to the one beforehand. But in all cases, it's the last one, the one who was injured last, gets the payment of his nezek. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, as was said in Ant's introduction, that the nizik is nothing more than a creditor. He's not an owner, he's not a partner in the animal, he becomes a creditor of the mazik. And we're talking about a case where the nizik took hold of the ox, the damaging ox, in order to collect his debt of half the nezek from the animal. Now, what status does the Nizik have? Does Shimon have in our case? What status is it? Is he called a Shomer Socher? Yes. He's called a Shomer Socher. He's like getting reward for it, because any Balchayv, any creditor that grabs the security or collateral to get payment from it, he becomes a Shomer Socher. He's like, he's guarding it and he's getting paid, because when the ox now leaves the possession of the Nizik, the first Nizik of Shimon, let's say, and goes, causes more damage to other oxen, then the Nizik, the first Nizik, the first damager, the one who was damaged first, that's Shimon, is chai for the Nizik. He's chai for those damages. The owner, that's it, the owner is out of it. The owner is out of it. He's not considered he doesn't have any portion in this. Let's give an example. Let's say Reuven's ox was worth 200. Gores an ox of Shimon, that's also worth 200, and knocks it out completely. The whole damage is 200. Well, how much is half of 200? He has to pay 100. Shimon grabs hold of Reuven's ox, which was worth 200, and he's going to collect half the damages from that. And it's worth 200 zuz, so he can get the 100 zuz out of it. But in the meantime, while he's grabbed the animal, before he knows it, this animal breaks out and it goes and causes damage to Levi's animal and causes damage up to 100 zuz. Well, Levi sees what happens. He takes the animal because he wants to get paid his 100 zuz, and he grabs the ox. Now he's got possession of the ox, so he becomes now the balchoiv who's taken a mashkin, who's taken a security. Then the ox leaves Levi's property and goes and gores the ox of Yehuda, causes 200 zuz to Yehuda's ox. So who's the last one of the damages? The last one, the achron, who's the last one, is Yehuda in this case. He's nisker, he's the one who profits, he's the one who gets his payment. He gets taken care of. Levi will have to pay Yehuda 100 zuz, which is half the damage. It's a tam, sure a tam. And Levi is responsible for that, because Levi took the animal. and he was a shomasacha. You're mining someone's animal, but getting paid, so you have to, what's his name? You pay the damages for this type of damage. So Levi's paid you at 100 zuz. Now, what happens to Shimon and and Levi? What happens to them as far as their own damages they suffered? They lose it. Why? Because Reuven, who was the owner of the ox, he still keeps half of his ox. He doesn't lose any more than half his ox. He's got his $100 worth in the ox. He's the beginning of it. He's the owner. Yehud, at the end, he's got paid his damage, which was 100. So there's nothing left. Nothing left for Shimon and Levi. They lose out for any of theirs. They're the ones in the middle. And that's why we say, Yeshalem la'achon shebahem, you pay the last of the damages here in our case to Yehuda. Ve'im yesh b'moiser. Now, we talked about a case where there's nothing left over. What happens if there was something left over? Ve'im yesh b'moiser. Now, what's the case? For example, half the nezek of Yehuda was 30 zuz, just 30. Which means, once Yehuda gets his 30 zuz, there's 70 left, which will help to pay for the half damages of Levi. Levi suffered 100 zuz damage, so he gets a 70. So that's 70 and 30 taken care of. Yehuda got 30. Levi will get 70. Reuven, the first guy, will still get his 100 because he never loses that 100. The only one who loses out there would be Shimon. Shimon get nothing. And if there is even more left, it'll go lefneifonov. So, for example, if let's say the half damages of Yehuda was even less than that, was let's say the half damages of Yehuda was only 30 zuz, and the half damages of Levi was only 40, then there's 30 left for Shimon. In each case, it's always the last fellow who is nisker. He definitely earns his compensation, and the owner, the original owner, Reuven, he also keeps his half. This is according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shimon, Shor Shovim Asayim Shanogach Shor Shovim Asayim V'ein Hanavela Yofik Klum. When the ox that's worth 200. Gored an ox worth 200 and it's complete wipeout. There's nothing left. Damage is not, the damaged ox not worth a penny. Zenotl Mono. The Nisik will get 100 zuz, half of his damages. The owner will take half a 100 zuz. Chazav Nogach Sharecha Acher Shovim Asayim. Now, what happens if Shimon's ox, right? Shimon's ox now goes and gores Levi's ox, which is also worth 200. Ha'acher notlman, Levi will get his 100 zuz. V'shalfonov, but the ones before him, the nizik beforehand, and the owner, the original owner, that's Shimon and Reuven, each share in the balance. Zenotl chamishim zuz, zenotl chamishim zuz. So now the original owner, Reuven, does lose out. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, that the bailim, that the owners, the original owner, and the nizik, the first nizik, that Shimon, Reuven and Shimon, become partners in the Shor HaMazik. And if your partner's in an animal, and that animal causes damage, then you're both equally chayiv in the damages. So the second nizik, that's Levi, will get his 100 zuz, which is covering the whole half of his nizik. And the first nizik and the owners will get each one half 50 zuz, because each one has to pay chatzi, half of the nizik. They share in the responsibility. Now, what happens if the ox that Levi has taken escapes from Levi, chazav anogach shor acher shor v'saim, now gores Yehuda's ox and causes another 200, it causes 200 zuz damage. Ha'achar natal mana, Yehuda, the last of the nizakim, the last of the victims, will get 100 zuz, which is half the damages from the goof of the Shor HaMazik, from the body of the ox that caused the damage. So he's got his half. V'shalafonov, now there are three partners before him. There is the nizik, which is Levi, who had half the ox already. He had responsibility of half the ox. So no, he will get chamishim zuz. He will get 50 zuz. If he owns half the ox, so he's responsible for half of the damages. What was that damage? 200. Half of the damage? 100. He bears responsibility for half of those damages he has to pay. He keeps 50 zuz. Have shnayim rishonim. Now the first two partners, the first two, Reuven and Shimon, the Balaam, the original owner, and the first Nizik, each one of them only had a quarter share in the animal, right? Because Levi had a 50% share. They each had only 25% share, the 50 zuz, if you like. They will each have to pay 25, or which the Mishnah calls dinner zahav, a golden dinner. Golden dinner is 25 zuz. And the reason is because since they each owned a quarter of the animal, they have to pay a quarter of what the damage is. If the damage was 100 zuz, the hachatzin ezek is 100 zuz, they pay a quarter of that, each 125. Levi bears half of that. He has to pay 50 and he keeps 50. This is all. Some of Farshim learned that this opinion of Rabbi Shimon is when Nizek did not take the ox. He didn't actually take the ox. He becomes a partner in the ox together with the owner. They both become partners. If he actually had taken the ox, then he would have to, then he alone would be chayiv. He'd be an shama zocha. It'd be like their previous opinion. That's how Rashi and Rambam learned the Mishnah. That our Mishnah is talking about this opinion of Rabbi Shimon is where the Shimon, the first Nizik, did not take the ox. If he took it, then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that the Nizik becomes a Shema Sochar and he bears responsibility for it. The original owner's out of it. Tosus, however, learns no. That even if the Nizik had grabbed the ox, even if Shimon had grabbed the ox from Reuven in payment, he still would not become a Shema Sochar. He still becomes partners with Reuven, each one bearing responsibility for their portion of the animal, and each one would therefore bear half the damages. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat in our Mishnah.